Midlands has a number of problems there. There's people parking on footpaths, which is forcing kids out to walking on the road. The footpath itself is narrow, and that's made worse by cars parking on it at pick-up time and drop-off time. There's entrances into estates being blocked by people parking their cars. There's a build-up of traffic on the Remelton Road at pick-up time and drop-off time too. It's already a very busy road, and there's just dangers there. And parents have pointed out to me a couple of instances where there has been near misses of kids being hit by a car. I think, again, it needs attention. And again, the council's response is they have tried to get funding for there and have been unsuccessful. I've asked them that they go back to the NTA again and seek funding again, or that they look for an alternative means of getting funding, maybe through active travel or some of those other programs. But there's a danger there, and anyone can witness that. If you go and look at it, there's obvious problems there every morning and every evening. And it really needs to be addressed, and we do need to get funding to deal with it. The council have agreed to look immediately at any small safety works that they can carry out there.
And some small safety works would be an improvement, all the while it would be an interim measure until proper funding is secured.
That's right. So we're hoping that they can do that safety audit on it now as quickly as possible, implement what they can. But the wider search for funding to deal with the problems there needs to be done. It's a dangerous road, and we don't want anything to happen there, especially with school children involved.